The Badlands was a terrible mistress. She chewed you up and spat you out, all the while caressing your neck and slitting your throat.
"Well, there's no place like home," I mumbled.
At least it was calm and peaceful right now. The only thing that would make it even better would be another mug of home brew. Just as I was about to ask Percy for a refill, a body crashed through the window. The plate glass window shattered from the impact, sending ballistic shards in every direction and forcing me to duck. The body that decided to renovate the place slammed into the bar with a sick thud, sliding down the other side. Blood and my drink spilled everywhere. So much for a quiet moment. "Angry customers?" I asked, wiping off my jacket while looking at Percy. He pushed the body away with his massive foot.
"All my customers are angry," Percy answered, grabbing a gun. "Badlands, remember?"
He had a point. Anyone with half a brain knew this job came with trouble, but I didn't expect it to greet me on the first day. I heard the guns cock and dived behind the bar as bullets tore into the wood, shredding the stool I had occupied seconds earlier. Whoever launched the dead guy into the dirty goblin was just warming up. The body was just the start of the conversation. I needed to speak a language they understood.
"I need Pinky," I hollered over the gunfire. "Give it to me now."
"Who?"
Percy asked, keeping low as the gunman shattered bottles above his head.
"There's no one here by that name."
"My weapon," I held out my hand. "Hand me Pinky." He furrowed his brow at me.
"Pinky," I barked at him. "Now."
Like a first-year recruit, he jolted and reached under the counter, handing me a shotgun. I fired over the edge of the bar and shook my head.
"No, that's Butterfly," I growled, tossing Percy the shotgun. "Hand me Pinky."
"There's a difference?"
He handed me the other shotgun.
"They look identical to me."
I fired over the bar and waited a few seconds. "You probably want to hold on to something," I warned, bracing myself against the bar. "Make sure you stay down."
"Why? That one fired just like the last."
A shockwave thwumped outside the bar and rushed into the dirty goblin, shattering the remaining windows. A wall of flame followed the shockwave, racing over our heads and across the bar. It was a beautiful sight. I admired the flames as they roared above us. It's a dragon thing. "Dragon rounds," I said, patting Pinky as more gunfire erupted across the bar. "Pass me Butterfly. I don't think they're done." I stayed down and fired Butterfly over the bar. For a split second, I thought about going dragon. I must have been tired. The broken glass and damage could be repaired. If I went dragon, the dirty goblin would become a dirty crater. And I was really enjoying the homebrewed ale here. I couldn't go full dragon anyway. My PPD tattoo stopped me from doing that. Still, I could dragon it up just enough to ruin Percy's chance at only dealing with non-structural damage. I glanced over at the body that had interrupted my drink. If he wasn't dead on impact, the several bullet holes in him convinced me he was gone now. "Anyone you know?" I asked, turning him over. "Seems well-dressed for this part of the city."
"Hellion diplomat, or businessman," Percy answered. "Not used to seeing that in this part of town. Probably looking for something hard, fast, and fun."
"Yeah, well, looks like he found the hard and fast part." I reached into his pocket and pulled out his wallet. Shit. Diplomat from House Mal.
"House Malevolent?"
Percy asked, looking more skittish than a troll ever should.
This is bad."
The Hellion diplomat just transformed my situation from bad to clusterfuck.
"Why don't you call your team?"
Percy asked, returning fire. "My team?"
"Your PPD, right? Maybe you should call for backup?"
"How'd you know that?" I asked, reloading Butterfly. It was going to take a while before I could fire Pinky again. Dragon rounds were great at clearing out an area, but couldn't be fired in rapid succession.
"Saw the files you were reading. PPD logo on top."
"Huh, sharp eyes. Yeah, I'm PPD."
"I think now might be a good time to give them a call."